President Bush expressed his condolences to the people of London, and he told U.S. Homeland Security to be extra vigilant. NPR's Lynn Neary is in our studio with NPR security correspondent Jackie Northam to bring us up to date on what we know at this moment.
Well, Renee, as we know, Scotland Yard finished its news conference not too long ago, and a lot of more details came out during that press conference. Jackie, can you give us an update of what we heard from the police at that time?
Sure. They actually confirmed what's, what we've been hearing in dribs and drabs all along, that four explosions occurred in various parts of London today. Three of them were on the London Underground. The first one happened, and one was on a double-decker bus, as Renee mentioned. The first one happened at 8:51, and it happened about 100 yards into the tunnel of the Underground station. They said there were seven people were confirmed dead in that one. A few minutes later, another one at King's Cross in Russell Square. It's a big, big metro center there, and 21 people confirmed dead in that. Very soon after that, three trains were involved in this. I guess the bomb went off, according to Brian Paddock with the London Metro Police. He said a bomb went off, it blew through the wall of that one train into another train and quite possibly into a third train, and that there were five people dead in that number so far. And the fourth one occurred on a bus, a double-decker bus on the top floor of it, and the police were saying they were unclear if that one was meant to go off on an underground and just hadn't got there yet. The other thing that they're not clear about, or they don't want to speculate about yet if these were suicide bombers rather than packages left on a bus, because the undergrounds in London, the whole metro system in London, public transportation system, is geared. They're very, if any suspicious package is ever lying down, they just shut it down. They're very used to this sort of thing. So that's why there's been speculation that these were suicide bombers rather than packages left on the trains or the bus.
The police also confirmed that there were 45 people who were seriously injured.
Very seriously.
Although we know that number is much higher, in the hundreds, the number of people injured. We don't know the nature of all of those injuries, but in the hundreds, the number of people injured.
That's right. Well over 300 people now. And these were everything from lacerations to burns to, some sort of minor cuts, shock, smoke inhalation, that type of thing. But as you said, there were 45 people so far. Again, they're still apparently pulling people out of the wrecks here, with very serious burns, amputations, serious chest and blast injuries. So the process is still ongoing. They're still in the triage stage, trying to bring bodies out.
Yeah, what do we know about what's going on the ground, both in terms of rescue efforts, in terms of the security situation there, and the rest of the people in London simply trying to get home?
Well, according to the press conference here, it is a complete mess. And again, London is something like New York, where everybody takes the public transportation system. It's the only way to get in and out of the city and around the city, and that all the underground trains are closed now completely. And they might get some limited service up and running later on this afternoon. But the buses also completely closed off until later on this afternoon. So you can imagine what this has done. The train stations, two of them are closed. Two main train stations are closed. And the police chief was also saying that there are bomb scares, something like Victoria Station, which is a key train station that, people come in and out of the city from all over the country. So it's very unclear. And, they were urging people, please just be patient.
Yeah. Now, Scotland Yard said that it has not received any claim of responsibility for these attacks, but earlier, there was a group that was claiming responsibility on a website, and this was a group associated with Al-Qaeda.
Well, it is, and it's not one that anybody seems to know very well. It's called the Secret Organization Group of Al-Qaeda, of Jihad Organization in Europe, which is quite a long thing. But, the police were saying they can't verify that claim whatsoever. They said they had no notice that this was going to happen at all, and they themselves have had no claim of responsibility. So there was this one offshoot, which nobody has heard about yet. We just don't know. But if you talk to intelligence specialists, counterterrorism, terrorism experts, they all say that this is a hallmark of Al-Qaeda. Yeah. Missions, because it's highly orchestrated, well coordinated, and if there are suicide bombings, but the police are very careful at this point not to go out that far yet, because they just do not have all the facts.
And of course, this took place as the G8 summit was being held in Scotland. Prime Minister Tony Blair made the decision to leave Scotland, and he has now returned to London. President George Bush is still there and plans to remain there.
Yes, that's right. All the other leaders are there as well. But of course, it's had a huge impact. I mean, the timing of this was critical, certainly. It is having an impact on the G8 summit in a very small way. There was due to be declarations today on climate change and the global economy, and those are now postponed, because, as you say, Tony Blair is back at 10 Downing Street trying to, coordinate, keep on top of what's happening here. So the earliest that we're going to see those declarations is tomorrow, Friday.
But the leaders of the G8 want it to seem as if business, to the degree that it can, is going on as usual. They don't want the terrorists to believe that they're going to disrupt that summit. They're going to try and have that summit continue.
Absolutely. And I think that's key, because otherwise you are, the thought is that you are giving in to them. This is where you're supposed to pull together a coordinated front. So, yes, they're coming out and just, if we heard President Bush talking about how we will not be defeated by this. And Blair was along the same way. And there, this is what we are going to hear. But certainly, it will have an impact on what this was supposed to be. And, we've heard a lot of clips from people on the streets of London and just how angry they are at the timing of this, because the G8 summit was supposed to be helping people of the world, and then this happens. And there was a lot of anger that we were hearing come across people on the streets of London right now.
One other thing, Jackie, I want to ask you about. The U.S. is raising the terrorist threat level for trains, for mass transit systems, but not for airlines.
That's right. Not at this point now. The L.A. Airport, I believe, L.A. Authorities have raised it to code orange right now. And we're not sure how this is going to play out. There doesn't seem to be any sense that there are attacks here by any stretch of the imagination. Obviously, the authorities here are looking very much into this. But so far, there doesn't seem to be anything. But we are moving up to code orange, so we are being vigilant.
And do we know if U.S. officials are involved at all in the investigation of these attacks in London? Or will they presumably be?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, obviously, the intelligence is always coordinated between the two countries. They're very, very strong allies. But the FBI said that at this point, they've offered help. And London hasn't asked for any yet. There was talk between the two sides earlier this morning. It's about logistics and communications. But so far, it hasn't happened. Same as Interpol. Interpol says it's ready to go and leap in, but they haven't been approached yet. And it could be that the London authorities are really just trying to sort out the situation on the ground right now.
Thanks very much, Jackie.
Thank you.
NPR's national security correspondent, Jackie Northam.